Time for our Rural Solutions Technology show with Teresa Whitty today.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, good.
John is still in his happy place in the tractor?
He is, okay. Yep.
Getting quite a bit done this week.
Oh, yeah. Thank the Lord for that.
Yep.
It's been tough.
It has, that's for sure. So, all right. We had a great show last week. And,
yeah.
I wanted to name it the Teresa Whitty Technology Show, but John didn't think that was a good idea.
Oh, he'll be back. Yeah. He'll okay. He's got good stuff.
What do we got today then, Teresa?
Well, I've just, you know, I always think, what have I been doing? You know, that's what I'll talk about. And I've been just talking to a lot of people about Windows 7 update or Windows 7 end of life. And we've talked about that already. But I was looking a little bit more into, you know, the question is Windows 10 going to be around? And is it going to change again? And I just looked into that a little bit more.
I know there's a lot of questions about that, though, isn't there?
Yeah. I mean, they say this is the last, you know, big change, but do you really believe it?
Right.
But this is the thinking on it. I think that with Windows 8, Microsoft realized that people don't want the next great thing. They just want stability.
Yep, and consistency.
Consistency. Yep. And so I think they're responding to what people actually want. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Yeah, people don't like change.
No.
So.
No, but change is, you know, it's necessary sometimes. Right. And so rather than, you know, coming up and putting a lot of money into trying to figure out how they can make things widely different to come up with a new operating system, they are keeping the same. It works. Windows 10 is a good, stable operating mm-hmm. system. And rather than making a huge change in several years, they're consistently making small changes.
Okay.
For improvement.
Okay.
You know, yep. and for keeping things up to date and reacting to changes that do need to be made. So, you know, we have the Fall Creators Update. Have you heard that term
nope.
before?
The what?
The Fall Creators Update
nope.
and the Spring Windows Update. So twice a year, Windows 10 has been having these updates.
Mm.
Okay, now you get updates every week probably,
yep,
right? Those are mostly security updates.
Right.
Or, you know, maybe a bug will be found, a small mm-hmm. glitch in the system, and those are regular updates.
Okay.
If something is known. But there might be some bigger things like people are wanting, for example, Cortana is now kind of separate from search.
Oh.
So you don't have to have, you can ask Cortana something or you can search for something. It's
okay.
not the same
right.
thing anymore.
She won't talk to you all the time.
Right, yeah. right. Okay. So because people weren't, you know, weren't wanting that.
Yep.
So they, you know, they listen and they make some larger changes like yep. that. They're not huge changes. A lot of the changes are in the background that you don't really recognize from your daily use, but it's more of a systems
yep.
thing on
yep.
how things interact behind the scenes.
I think that was neat. I don't know what Windows, I think it was from Windows 7 to Windows 10, or what was before 7? XP? XP
yep.
to 7, I think, when it was a big change, and I remember on my computer go, whoa, this is really different. I don't like this.
Right. Right.
You get
used to Windows 7, and Windows 10 isn't all that different from Windows 7.
Right, right.
So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And they, I believe, recognize that. And so.
So explain to our listeners here, what's Windows 10 planning to do?
They are planning to not do any more humongous changes.
Right.
To the operating system. It's a good, stable operating system, and changes that do need to be made will come out as updates rather than gigantic
right.
Windows changes that need to, you right. know, that where you need to install a whole new operating system. Because
right.
it's like right now, Windows 7 is ending January 20th, and I've been, you know, when people bring in a computer and it has Windows 7, I've been reminding them or letting them know that's coming. So, you know, decisions need to be made.
Right.
Upgrade your computer to 10 or think about buying a new one. Got a couple of months to
okay.
make that happen.
And Teresa, Windows 7, once again, will not be updating after a certain time, right?
Right. January 20th, 2020. So it'll be vulnerable to hacking and, okay. and whatnot. So, yeah.
All right. So what is a person to do then? How do you plan for that?
Well, you can get a new computer, you can update yours to Windows 10. It's inevitable. Windows 10 is inevitable. It's not going anywhere. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So some of the conversation, though, in the tech world has been, what about these creator updates, these semi-annual larger updates? The one that happened in the fall of 2018 had some issues, and I won't get into the issues. Mm-hmm. We didn't see a lot of problems with it, but some people had major issues with this update. And so the question was, well, can we wait? Can we disable? And we haven't had that ability when Windows 10 came out to disable updates. Right. But that is an option now. Okay. And I just wanted to talk about that briefly. I'm not going to recommend it.
Okay.
But if you are, you know, if you're good at your computers, you really know your computers, and you aren't comfortable with these updates, there is a way that you can postpone them or disable them. So if you know what your computer registry is, this is something you can do.
Oh.
If you don't know what your registry is,
no clue.
You probably shouldn't be in it anyways. Okay.
What is that? What are you talking about?
Well, it's a place where you can make changes that are a little more serious, and that's something, if you, you know, really want to do that, I'd suggest you bring it in, and I can help you with that.
Okay.
But if you know what the registry is and you want to go into the registry, there are places where you can configure your automatic updates. Okay. On the home version, Windows 10 Home, you can disable the updates for a time. What that means is you're basically postponing the updates.
Okay.
So if you don't want to be the first one to get it and you want to see, you know, are there going to be problems, let other people try that first.
Okay.
And then you can have yours come a little bit later.
Yep.
Okay.
Let them be the guinea pig.
Right.
Thing. Okay.
If you have Windows 10 Pro, which you might have if you're in a business or whatever, you have options for these automatic updates, and you can configure those in the registry. You can have the computer notify you for the updates and then automatically install them. You can have them notify you when they're installing, but automatically download them, which downloading and installing are different things. You know, you download it and it sits on your computer, but then it has to be installed to become effective. You can automatically download and then schedule the installation for a later time. Or you can allow the local administration to choose when to do those things, which means it will never automatically download and install. The risk with that is that you're not getting those security updates, those security patches that we talked about.
Yep.
So you would need to be regularly checking for those updates and choosing to, you know, I would say never opt not to do those security updates. Those are important, and those are for known issues.
Okay.
And if you do disable your updates, make sure you also have a good antivirus program that'll protect you in the meantime.
Okay.
So.
Sounds good. A wealth of information there.
Yeah. Confusing, maybe. But if you are wondering about Windows updates and you think, I like it when it happens, you know, we can talk more about that.
That's right. And how can people talk to you? Where can they get a hold of you?
Well, we are right on Main Street in Madison, and I like to have people come in and give advice and conversations and whatnot. You have questions, come on in. And you can give me a call if you want at 320-698-4747. Or John would say email us at support@ruralsolutions.com.
Good. Yeah. No, I think we forgot about that last time.
We did.
Well, good subject again, and we'll talk more about those updates and Windows 7 kind of closing down in a couple of years or a year or so, huh?
6 months.
6 months.
Yeah, six, seven months. Wow, okay. Yeah, it's coming.
All right. Thanks, Teresa.
You bet. Have a good day.
Teresa Whitty with our Rural Solutions Technology Show.